The birth of a child is life-changing for any parent. But for many California families, there's an extra challenge to think about. According to the National Survey of Children's Health, 1 out of every 10 of our state's children has a special health care need, including autism, cerebral palsy, or mental retardation.
I would love to say that disabilities are a natural part of life.
Juno Duenas works with Support for Families of Children with Disabilities. That's a nonprofit based in San Francisco.
It's not the disability itself that's a problem. It's how we provide services and what kind of supports that we have in the community to help people with disabilities be a part of the community.
Today, we're going to explore how local government steps in to help these children and their families. As part of our series, Auditing Bureaucracy, KALW's Mary Willis found a complex system plagued by budget cuts and dealing with a growing number of kids in need. Her story starts with a family in Alameda.
Nice.
Oh, you got your shoes.
6-year-old Lucian Gonzalez is sitting on the couch in his living room and tapping a small drum. He glances up at me and shyly buries his head in his mother, Susie Clements's, arms. She tells me he hasn't shown this kind of self-consciousness before.
Well, it's a good thing for him developmentally, just that he's kind of aware enough of you and being a new person, and that he would have that kind of response to you, as opposed to either just completely disregarding you or kind of being inappropriately familiar. He's always liked tapping on things, and he'll always held things to his ear and tap them to see what kind of different sounds they make. But you can see that he also likes the sensation of it on his hands.
Back when Lucian was 9 months old, his parents began to notice he was missing some milestones. He took a long time to sit up, took a long time to crawl. At 11 months, they started to make some calls. They made an appointment with a neurologist, and they contacted the East Bay Regional Centre to get their son assessed.
I knew that there was something wrong, and I wanted him to be able to receive services, but at the same time, it's not a pleasant experience to go and watch your child, you know, fail at all of these assessments and tests. So you're kind of put in this weird position of kind of wanting them to fail so that they will qualify for the services, but also kind of having your heart broken as you watch them fail.
The East Bay Regional Centre, where Lucian was assessed, is a private non-profit. It's contracted with the California Department of Developmental Services. It serves 16,000 adults and kids with disabilities. The centre determines whether a person is eligible for services, and if so, then helps find resources and connects them. 5 years ago, Lucian was diagnosed as developmentally delayed. Later, the diagnosis was autism. Now, his care has become an intrinsic part of his family's life. During the week, Lucian goes to a special day class in Alameda, which is offered through the school district. After school, he has 2 hours of therapy. Most therapists working with children with autism are paid through various sources, including state funding, insurance, private pay, and public schools.
So what would be, like, the best one? Probably this one?
The apples, probably.
Or maybe we can even just do it for him having a BM.
We did start, he also can have, we introduced baked pineapple.
Lucian's therapist, Bridget Barsotti, chats with Susie Clement before starting her son's therapy. Barsotti sits cross-legged on the ground with Lucian, running through exercises and marking his progress.
Hi there!
There you go.
A clinical director with her company, SDE Consultants, is also here today. His name is David Cox, and he explains to me what's going on.
It's that ability to make a request for a given object, which he has had some difficulty with in the past, so...
Letter toy. Good asking.
Because of our ability to advocate, I think that we are able to get pretty good services for our son. But in general, I think there are a lot of people out there that aren't. And a lot of it does have to do with how complicated it is.
The systems are complicated. No, I do not think they have to stay like that.
Juno Duenas is director of the San Francisco-based group Support for Families of Children with Disabilities. Part of its role is to help families wade through what services are available.
each system is its own silo with the family running up, if you can visualize this, running up to the top of the silo to find out if their child is eligible for those services, what, and maybe told no and then has to run down and go to the next system.
There are four main systems that families deal with when getting help for their kids with disabilities: regional centres, school districts, medical insurance companies, and California Children's Services.
Services are great. The challenge for families is they need to understand all these different systems.
It's not only the complexity that Susie Clement is concerned about, it's also the long wait times. She says it took about 3.5 months from her initial phone call to the regional centre to get the services for Lucian.
So it just takes a really long time, and when you're sitting there with your with your infant or your toddler, knowing that something is going on, and you're just not able to make things move any more quickly to get them what they need, it's very frustrating.
We're not necessarily a crisis response, call us and immediately get eligible. That's not how the system was set up.
Pam Thomas is the Director of Client Services at the Regional Center of East Bay.
We can move it as fast as our system is able to at any given time, depending on what else is going on.
Thomas says regional centres have to abide by legislated timeframes. To determine whether a family is eligible for services, the process has to take less than 120 days for kids over the age of 3 and 45 days for babies and toddlers. She explains that when a child is made eligible, they are assigned a group of workers called an interdisciplinary team, which also includes the family.
It's the responsibility or the task of that ID team to look at the specific individual situation and what kind of services are already there, what kind of generic services are available.
For example, if a child with cerebral palsy wanted to go swimming, a case manager would find places in the community that offers swimming lessons for kids with special needs.
It is based on individual need, so there isn't a one-size-fits-all or a everyone gets this.
But Thomas says California's regional centres have been strained by a series of budget cuts over the past 4 years due to the state's financial struggles.
There have been numerous furloughs, there have been layoffs, regional centres closing their doors a day or two a month simply from lack of funding. This regional center, what we chose to do was to not have furloughs or close our doors, but to not fill open positions, which meant caseloads went higher.
Thomas says things are looking up now for the regional center system, and state funding is rising again. The East Bay Center has hired about 45 case managers since January and are in the process of rebuilding the staff and system in general. That's important because the numbers of people who need services are also growing. The East Bay Regional Centre is working with 800 more children and adults than 2 years ago and 10,000 more than 20 years ago.
I think the regional centre systems were set up initially to fill a need, and I think that the system has become so large and the needs so varied that it's a challenge. It's just a challenge.
Back in Alameda, Susie Clement smiles as her son plays, but she frowns when she thinks of the path she and her family have taken to get here.
It's really daunting. It's really daunting, and you just have to, be so organized and so on it and all the time paying attention to it.
And as Lucian has gotten older, she says, the system has become more complicated. In California, when a child with a developmental disability, including autism, turns 3, school districts assume primary responsibility for providing services and educational support until the child finishes school. Then there are insurance companies charged with covering certain treatments for kids with autism.
So now we have 3 bureaucracies that we're dealing with, and they tend to want to punt the ball back and forth to each other.
All the time she spends working the system, that's less time spent with Lucian and less time with her photography business, which helps pay for it.
I appreciate Lucian so much. He brings so much to our family. But the practicalities of having a child with autism are very complicated. So we spend a lot of time worrying about, you know, is he getting the right therapies? Is there something else we should be trying? I wouldn't change him, but I wish that there was more support for kids with autism and just, you know, kids with disabilities in general.
In Alameda, I'm Mary Willis for Cross Currents.